our Richard Hamill representative, just so you know how I think. This is how my mind works. The first thing I thought when I knew I was going to talk to you on Friday is to ask who you like on the Republican side running for president.
Actually, I got asked that question on a panel that I sat on with Bolger, Gretchen Whitmer, and Randy Richerville asking me, well, what would you do if somebody asked you to vote? And I told them, hey, look, just vote for the Democrat that supported the state and the automotive industry. So I don't really support people getting involved in the primary outside of them. But certainly it's an interesting race to watch, and I'm sure people are tired of the commercials. So.
All right. Let's talk about the Republican fix, if you will. They have a bill for emergency financial manager situations like Highland Park, and you don't like the bill.
Well, the Highland Park bill, we worked on this for quite some time, and I appreciate the speaker's opportunity to get us involved in it. But what at the end of the day, it did two things that were real troublesome for us. One was it sent the money or gave the treasurer the opportunity to choose where the revenue would go that would fix the schools. And part of that equation is more than likely Detroit Public Schools, a school that's been under management for a number of years and not seen any gain in any efficiencies so far that we've been looking at, and that was pretty troublesome for many of our caucus. We wanted to see the money sent directly to the ISD director in Wayne County Schools, who was, I think, very open to that, and let him be the fiduciary for the rest of the year. And the other part was just to allow the students to transfer, to hand them actually a $4,000 voucher at three-quarters of the way through the school system and say, go ahead and pick your school. We thought that was certainly bad for the school system because that takes money out, but also it creates an environment where you're going to have schools cherry-picking and people leaving at a time when at unrest in the school system as it is. We should have just rolled the school system out the rest of the year and then kind of take a look at how we handle it after that.
Well, we've been riding it out for years and years and years. When do you decide to make a change?
They had a chance to make a change in the middle of troublesome time. All the kids did at the beginning of the year. We already have school of choice now. But three-quarters of the way through a school system, I mean, I raised four kids and I've got five grandkids. I would never, no matter what the situation was, pick them up and take them out of a school at three-quarters of the way through the system and send them somewhere. We don't know where they're going to go. Now, the future of Highland Park is a different story. We need to sit down and take a look at whether or not that can even be viable in the future, but that's a conversation for next year, but not this point, at this point in the school year. When you only have a quarter of a year, not counting time off and others, it just doesn't, it's not viable for kids.
Do you think that that school district needed an emergency financial manager?
I think it certainly needed oversight, and this is one of the things, in my opinion, obviously I'm not a fan of the EM legislation, but this is exactly why I think their early intervention makes sense. We don't come into the school system for a long time, and finally 3 weeks out, we do come in and do something, and at that time, they're not even, they don't have enough cash flow to meet payroll. So early intervention is really the key when it comes to EM management or EM oversight, and I am very supportive of the Treasury having early intervention, looking at stuff early on and making sure that some recommendations are taken with the input of the school systems, with the input of labor, and anybody else that are covered by that. And it would have helped offset some of the problems that we're currently under now. And I'm not defending the school at all because they have made some poor decisions, and the kids are suffering for that. And the big thing is let's take care of the kids in the short term.
Well, if an emergency financial manager was needed and one was put into place, you would think if they're going to run the school district, they should have a say on how the money's used. So why put it through more red tape to go through someone else?
Well, that's what the bill that the Republicans passed does just what you said. Mm-hmm. It does run the money through someone else and not through the school system or the emergency manager that the administration had already chosen. I mean, we were fine with send it to the administrator that you have already chosen. Let that person manage it through the rest of the year. And then Republicans were very skeptical and said, we don't want to give any more money to Highland Park or make it look like we are, so we want to give it to somebody else to funnel it back to Highland Park. So, I mean, you and I agree on that. Don't give it to Highland or don't give it to DPS or anybody else. Give it to the school system and the manager that you've chosen. We were okay. Even our legislation identified the emergency manager would be able to spend the money as it goes through another source back, because if that was a point of contention, we were happy to fix that.
Why do you think the governor did this?
My thought is to try to fix future problems in other places around the state, because there are going to be more problems. There's no doubt about it. And as we start to identify districts that are in trouble, I think this legislation would handle more problems than just Highland Park. And I think that that's what they're looking for.
This has just been a mess, hasn't it?
It's been absolutely a mess. And it puts people like myself and party problems highlighted. And we all give a crap about the kids. That's the number one thing for us. But I don't want to see something set up that may not be necessarily the best thing for schools all over the state of Michigan, because we need a short-term fix for a school district that's struggling. And let's answer that first and then come up with something that makes sense for all of us.
I know it's not in your district, but do you think there should be a casino in Lansing?
You know, that is more of a specific thing. I mean, they were talking about one here in the Flint area not 6 months ago, and I'm not sure if this is the one that's being transferred over to Lansing, but you know, if the community wants it, obviously they've got to vote on it, then I'm supportive of it. But it's going to be a pretty tough sell for people in the area, because there are so many casinos and so many options all over the state, and it'll be a fight. There's no doubt about it.
We've been talking with House Democratic Leader Richard Hamel. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
No, thanks a lot, Tony, for the invitation.